This is VOA News via remote. I'm Laurel Bowman. 9 veteran Hong Kong activists face jail after they are convicted for their roles in organizing one of the biggest democracy protests against Chinese rule back in 2019. The WHO slams Europe's unacceptably slow vaccine rollout, warning of a worrying surge in infections as France becomes the latest country to impose new restrictions to combat rising cases. Police body camera footage is shown to a U.S. jury at the trial of the white policeman accused of killing George Floyd. He's the 46-year-old black man whose death touched off anti-racism protests around the world. Myanmar's ousted civilian leader Aung San Suu Kyi faces another court hearing after a UN envoy warned of the risk of civil war and an imminent bloodbath as the junta represses pro-democracy protests. Turkey's contentious withdrawal from a treaty combating gender-based violence has had a sympathetic response from at least one quarter, a top women's group that includes President Tayyip Erdogan's daughter. And jailed Kremlin critic Alexei Navalny says he is launching a hunger strike to demand proper medical treatment for severe back pain and numbness in his legs. In Egypt, the mummified remains of 22 ancient Egypt kings and queens will be paraded through the streets of Cairo Saturday in a carnival procession, taking them to a new resting place. And in tennis, top-seeded Daniil Medvedev crashes out of the Miami Open on a day of upsets that also saw Australian Open champion Naomi Osaka ousted from the quarterfinals.